at 50. For his 30th and 40th birthdays, Jobs had celebrated with the stars of Silicon Valley and other assorted celebrities. But when he turned 50 in 2005, after coming back from his cancer surgery, the surprise party that his wife arranged featured mainly his closest friends and professional colleagues. It was at the comfortable San Francisco home of some friends, and the great chef, Alice Waters, prepared salmon from Scotland, along with couscous and a variety of garden-raised vegetables. It was beautifully warm and intimate, with everyone and the kids all able to sit in one room, Waters recalled. The entertainment was comedy improvisation done by the cast of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Jobs's close friend Mike Slade was there, along with colleagues from Apple and Pixar, including Lasseter, Cook, Schiller, Clow, Rubenstein, and Tavanian. Cook had done a good job running the company during Jobs's absence. He kept Apple's temperamental actors performing well, and he avoided stepping into the limelight. Jobs liked strong personalities up to a point, but he had never truly empowered a deputy or shared the stage. It was hard to be his understudy. You were damned if you shone, and damned if you didn't. Cook had managed to navigate those shoals. He was calm and decisive when in command, but he didn't seek any notice or acclaim for himself. Some people resent the fact that Steve gets credit for everything, but I've never given a rat's ass about that, said Cook. Frankly speaking, I'd prefer my name never be in the paper.